Hey, welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick tells me all about his trip to Ohio, and I let him know what he missed at the 26th anniversary party. And we get ready for Chicago Craft Beer Week. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah!
Hey, and welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're here to talk about all the beer and drinking events happening in and around Chicago. Lots of craft beer events happening this coming week. So it could be a long episode. We may just not stop. But before we get into it, every week we're drinking new local beer. And this week is one of the newest ones to hit the can is the Temperance Gatekeeper or Gate Crasher IPA.
It's the gatekeeper, man.
Gatekeeper.
Yeah, man. So Temperance is up in Evanston. So this is a Gate Crasher. I didn't know they were doing cans, which is cool.
Yeah, this is the first time I see it. It was actually, they had it at Trader Joe's, and I picked this up at Binny's, actually.
So this is an English-style IPA, traditional IPA, 6%. Nice to see. I can't name five. You can name 1,000 American IPAs, but I can't name a lot of six-pack English-style IPAs.
Sure.
Like, Goose has one.
Goose has an English IPA, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm drawing a blank already.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, so it's good to see, man. It's a nice change of pace. Traditional malt-forward IPA. I mean, it's got a nice hop profile.
Right.
But I think it's more of a focus on, you know, drinkability and balance compared to the American style IPA.
Yeah. And I feel like it would go good with food. More of a food IPA than some of the heavily hopped ones.
Good call.
But yeah. We were talking, there's a lot of words on this can, right? There's like the story about the gate crashers.
Yeah, it's like a whole paragraph on the back. And then there's these, at the top of the can, there's like these legs, right? They're like, are these female legs?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like a bunch of females sitting on a bench.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I wish the legs were in color, because then you could kind of, then it would be, then I'd.
You'd enjoy looking at the legs.
I'd almost, yeah. Thank you. I was going to say something else, but yeah. But yeah, this works, man. I like it.
Yeah, it's nice to see that first offering in cans, so I hope to see more from them soon. Well, let's get into what we went to this past week.
All right. So last week, I went to Zoco, XOCO. It's one of Rick Bayless's restaurants.
Yep.
And Revolution was there.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So this is in River North. So Zoco is it's like Mexican street food. So he's got the three restaurants, and each one's focusing on like a different type of theme for Mexican fare. So Zoco paired with Revolution to introduce their spring menu.
Oh, neat.
So there were three beers there. So there was the Crystal Hero, the Bottom Up Wit, and Rosa, their summer seasonal.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, this event was kind of weird. So the reason we knew about it, because the lady who used to do events for Goose, Clybourne, Kathleen, she's now, you know, she works part-time over there. So that's how we found out about it. Otherwise, I wouldn't have known about it.
Okay.
So she reached out, and we ended up going. And it was a cool event, but there was no distinction, really, between, like, people there for the event and the regular customers.
Okay, so they didn't close it for the event or anything. It was still open. It was like, okay,
yeah, it was kinda,
you could do either or.
Exactly, yeah. And then they brought you samples of beer and the samples of the food. The samples of the food was great. It's like standard, you know, kind of hors d'oeuvre size portions. But then the beer was served in like little tiny plastic cups, like the ones you'd find like, you know, at church on Easter Sunday.
So that small?
Right. It was like a total, it was a thimble.
What?
Yeah, and I'm like, so I'm talking to the manager. I'm like, hey, man, you know, I'm out of beer. I'm like, what's going on with these cups? And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll get you another beer. But he never really got into why they selected that size.
Yeah.
So from, you know, from a beer event standpoint, it was a little weird. Like, dude, why are we drinking out of these super little plastic cups? Like,
that's very strange. Yeah. Especially some of that food. It's spicy.
Yeah, it's spicy. And then they put a lot of effort into their food. Yeah. You know, they got some really good food there. So that was kind of weird from a beer event standpoint. I saw one of the Rev guys there, and he was telling me that Crystal Hero, even though I thought it was a single hop profile beer. And he's like, well, Crystal Hero has mostly crystal hops, but he thought they said that thought that would be too bitter, so they balanced it out with like with one or two more hops.
Oh, okay.
So that was cool. I didn't know that. You know, little tidbit.
Nice.
A big reason why they partnered with Revolution. They have sold Rev products before, but they partnered with Rev on their whole spring menu because they're opening another location in Wicker Park.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
It's like right across from Wormhole, where Salud used to be in Milwaukee.
Okay. Yeah. So that's good. So, because they got, you know, you go to Topola Bamba, it's a serious wait.
Sure.
You know.
And you're dropping some dollars.
And you're dropping some major coin at Topola Bamba. But Zoco is XOCO. I hope it's Zoco.
Is it Zoco or Choco?
It could be Choco.
Yeah.
Yeah. They, it's Mexican street fair, so it's mostly sandwiches and maybe like faster foods.
Right. Tortas. They have some soups and it's always good.
My favorite thing there was they had their version of mussels was like this little, there were mussels in broth, bottom up with broth. And the mussels had potatoes in them and some other ingredients like you know, like garlic and green chilies and local spinach.
Okay.
And it was like this little broth, and it was their version of like, you know, beer and mussels. And so that was really great. And they make a flan with the Mexican dessert, just like the Mexican pudding with Revolution Porter.
Oh, cool.
They put that in the caramel sauce, which was really great.
Nice.
So
yeah, I always do like going there. Last time I went there though, I got a sandwich. And the lady warned me. She's like, this is pretty hot. So, yeah, I got this.
Right. Like, yeah.
I could only eat half of it. And then the guy came to take the tray away. And I'm like, yeah, that thing's too high. He's like, yeah, that is.
Like fresh jalapenos.
It's like
really coming at you.
Couldn't even eat it. But it's usually really good.
Yeah. So it was cool, man. You know, other than the beer portion size and the little – in the little Easter communion cups. It was cute, you know. It was almost comical, but, you know, it was like, this is strange. But other than that, I thought it was cool. And then, you know, getting to try their menu.
Yeah.
You know, and they would come around, you know, more than once. You can try everything. There were like three or four items.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
So, and then you could pair them with the beers. So, good chance to go to Zoco, Choco.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, so I went there, and then I went out of town real quick. I went to Ohio for a couple of days.
Okay.
And then, you know, it's all about beer and museums in Ohio. I mean.
Sure.
You
know. What else is there?
And football, if they were in town. Right? Yeah. I went to a couple places, man. I went to three breweries. So I went to the Buckeye Beer Engine. That was the first place I went to.
Okay.
They got a really cool burger of the month. Just standard American styles, you know, your pale ales, you know, your IPAs.
Yeah, they do, like, almost classic pub food, like a lot of deep fried pickles, burgers,
yes,
stuff that you almost have a hard time finding in Chicago now that everyone's like gastro pub.
It's everybody's going Uber.
I want wings and fried pickles, please.
That's what I want. Can I get some pickles and can you fry them and can I get a good burger? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that was my first stop. After that, I went to Great Lakes.
Nice.
Great Lakes is cool. So the pub for Great Lakes, they outgrew. It's a 10-barrel pub that they still use, but only for that pub. But then the production facility is like at the end of the block, this huge building at the end of the block.
Right.
Yeah. So I went to the pub. You go downstairs. They got the cellar, and they got the acoustic guitar player.
Awesome.
It was great, man. It had some really cool pub exclusive stuff. And they say they make 37 different beers a year just for that pub.
Wow.
You know, so just draft only just for local customers.
Okay.
Yeah. Moondog, the ESB was great. It's probably my favorite one, man, on Nitro. You know how Nitro's so pretty, like you watch it cascade.
Uh-huh.
It's got that big, fluffy, luscious, tight white head on it.
Oh, man, make me thirsty.
Dude, it was really good. Yeah, I was reaching out to the guys I was on Twitter, and the Great Lakes guys from Chicago, the reps who run the Twitter account. They were kind of saying, man, I missed that beer because you can't really get it anywhere other than the pub.
Oh, really?
So I guess they were kind of like reminiscing too. So that was cool. I'm glad because that's one of the oldest breweries in town.
Right.
Yeah. Quick side note about that. Their Christmas ale, I think, apparently somebody was trying to explain to me. There's a brewery called Thirsty Dog in Ohio. And their Christmas ale is like eerily similar to the Great Lakes Christmas ale.
Okay, people love that Great Lakes Christmas ale.
Dude, Glenn said they moved 3,000 cases of their Christmas ale here. Was it in like 2 days?
Was it on tap? Because I felt like I went there in April and it was on tap.
They do a Christmas in July thing over there, right? They save Christmas ale and then they tap it like every once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was a rumor that a guy who left Great Lakes, because Great Lakes is open in 1988 and Thirsty Dog opened in like 1997.
Uh-huh.
So there's a rumor that the guy who left, you know,
stole that recipe.
Kind of took the Christmas ale recipe. And, well, Great Lakes, I think, tweaks theirs every year. But at the time, took that recipe and made it at Thirsty Dog. And now they're very eerily similar, which I didn't know. So if anybody's listening and knows more, I'd like to know more, because this is just a rumor at this point.
Okay. And we're spreading it.
So. And here we are, spreading the rumor, man. Yeah. So that was cool, man. So I went there, and then I went to Hoppin' Frog.
Okay. How was that place? I've never gone there.
Hoppin' Frog was super cool. It was probably the most fun of the three.
Okay.
Yeah, it just had a really young vibe, and it was on an industrial strip, kind of like how Floyd's is.
Right, because it's on Akron.
It's
right?
In Akron, yeah. So it's like kind of in between Cleveland and Canton.
Okay.
Like, so we go there, and they do something called Turbo Tuesdays, where they take one of their beers and they pour it through this tower. And yeah, the tower's using it infuses it with like a, you know, so like there's a
it's like a Randall.
Yeah, it's kind of like their version of a Randall.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like a Doppelbach, and they infuse it with like whiskey cherries, and cool. They use the Boris the Destroyer, or is it Boris the Crusher? Boris the Crusher.
Okay.
Boris the Crusher, which is their oatmeal imperial stout.
Sure.
they have a version of that they aged in Pappy Van Winkle barrels, so they're calling it Boris Van Wink.
That's a pretty good name.
That's a slick name. And then they're infusing that with Madagascar vanilla beans. So 6 o'clock comes, you see the guys like chopping up fresh vanilla, you know, loading it, you know, pouring the Boris in there.
Wow.
Yeah, Boris is great, man. It's just that beer on its own. Took a gold medal like a couple years ago at International Beer Fest.
Okay.
It's won a JABF medal at some point, like 2011. So it's a good beer. And then they put it in Pappy barrels, and then they're infusing it with vanilla. So that was solid.
That's crazy.
Wow. And then one more thing about them, man, the Turbo Shandy that they had was really good.
Okay.
And I'm not a Shandy dude at all.
Oh, really? They're fun.
They are, man. It's like they had a Shandy beer shake, which was nice. They use a lemon cake ice cream and blend it with the Turbo Shandy.
Okay, I've never had a shake one.
It tasted, honestly, I wish it was a little thicker, like a shake. You know, like, yeah, man, it's difficult to move. It's super thick.
Yeah.
I wish it was like that. So it was really thin, but the flavor profile was nice.
Okay.
Yeah, their Turbo Shandy is 7%.
Whoa.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a Pilsner that they don't make. It's called the Frog Wizard. It's a Pilsner that they make, but they don't sell alone. And then they use this lemon infusion called Death of Lemonade.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what makes the Turbo Shandy.
That's a big shanty.
Yeah, man.
Usually you're making shanties because you have to drink all day in the sun. Or you don't have to. Or you're drinking all day in the sun and you need something lighter and... Yeah, refreshing. And
they're like, nope, ours is going to be 7%. And and we're using Death of Lemons to make it. It was really good, though, man.
Wow.
I had a good time, man. Cheers to Mike Jones, his wife Beth, and Lupita. They were really gracious hosts when I was in Ohio. So.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, while you were in Ohio last night, you missed the 26th Goose Island anniversary at Clybourne.
A party 26 years in the making.
I know, yeah. The 25th was last year. That was kind of like their really big one where they brewed all the beers again from the pub and rare ones that the brewery had. not a lot of those this time. They had some of the, like, Bourbon County Rye and Bourbon County Coconut. They had all those going throughout the night. They had the 26th ale on, which was tasty.
I like that a lot. It's like a hopped up version of like Honkers, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think it's a English bitter or something like that. But the standout one for me of the night was the Pineapple Brett.
The Britannomite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was good. And there was a line for that like all night. And I think next to that was like the Flanders Red as well, which is a fantastic beer. But everyone's just drinking that Pineapple Brett.
Dude, I've had the Brett. And I know it was one of the beers that they last year that they dipped in wax and they sold bottles of it for like $20 or whatever.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. But the pineapple version I've never had and I've always wanted to.
was good. You missed it. But wow, it was busy there. I do feel like the 25th was busier. And it probably could have been because the layout was a little more cramped last time, and now it's more open because they have the new, I guess, redesigned space.
So you got to see the new space.
Yeah, that's really nice. The new, like, I think it's the Henry.
Yeah, Henry's place.
Carl Strauss' room.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new bar in the Henry's place is nice. It feels much more open and inviting when you walk into the pub from the parking lot area now. It's like, oh, it doesn't feel dark, and like I just need to run to the bar. Yeah, I think they're going to see a lot more people just walk over to the Henry's Place bar.
A little less creepy.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, they know. A lot of people think, well, there were we were seeing on the internet how they have the Carl Strauss room, and people were thinking, Carl Strauss, what's, because, you know, he's got the brewery on the West Coast. And people were thinking, well, what's going on there? Why is it the Carl Strauss room? But Carl Strauss is one of John Hall's mentors, because they make an Oktoberfest, and it kind of describes the John Hall-Carl Strauss relationship. So it's cool that they named the room after him.
Yeah, that's great. Everyone who you would expect was there, so Deb Turner and Ken and all the Goose Island people were running around. Will was there.
Now, did they? Now, was the whole venue for the party?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you had to buy your ticket and get in there. There was lines all over the place. I know last year in that like Carl Strauss room, there was lots of jockey boxes with rare stuff.
Right.
This time they only had like two taps off to the side.
Because they had more firepower, because they've like doubled the taps capacity now because of the back bar. Right.
So they had more food in there, and you could stand around in there a little easier. And I think they did a good job with the food this time. There's lots of food all over the place. Before, there was just like one place to get food, I felt like, last year.
The food was great. Last year it was great. But yeah, it was kind of hard to get to when the party was in full swing.
Yeah.
It was like, dude, yeah, I'm struggling to get some food here. But, yeah.
And then they had people walking around with like appetizers and stuff. So that was nice.
Right on.
But I know we just kind of like found almost a wall or a corner and got beers and stood there, because you just be in people's way most of the time. If you were moving all over, the line for the buy bottles was long for a while.
Oh, you could buy bottles too?
Yeah. But it was a fun event. Always nice seeing what Goose Island puts on.
Yeah, because that's where, for the longest time, man, like, that's where the magic happened, you know?
Yeah.
Like, at one point, there was, like, well, Quarter was there, and Laffler, and all the fun stuff that the pub makes, which is different from the stuff that Fulton makes, but they're all bringing it to these fests, and then it was, like this really cozy, intimate, kind of like a loft party.
Yeah.
Right? And that's how Clyburn's always been, so it's always fun when and this is their first party in a long time.
Right.
Yeah. So.
So if you missed out on the event, definitely go over there. I'm sure some of the beers are still on, and definitely try the 26th anniversary ale, because you're not going to be able to try it for very long. So worth heading over there.
Very cool.
All right. This week, on Thursday, tomorrow, really, or today, if you're listening to it, Craft Beer Week starts.
Yeah, man. Chicago Craft Beer Week is here.
Are you ready?
I am absolutely not ready.
No, me either.
But we're here, man, so we're going to do it, man.
So I would recommend for anybody who's looking for all these events, go to shybeerweek.com.
Yeah, because I think there's like literally like 300-something options to party.
And we cannot run through them all. I know some weeks maybe we try to, we struggle to find events, but this time there's too many events that we can't even talk about them all.
Embarrassment of riches here. It's beautiful to see, it really is. It's very cool to see.
So we're just going to kind of run through maybe some of our favorites for the next week and what maybe you should check out or, if you have time, go to. Thursday, it all kind of kicks off with beer in a glass. That's kind of like the opening ceremony event.
Yeah, that's the launch, opening ceremony. So this is, I believe it's the fourth year for beer in a glass.
Okay.
Could be the fourth or fifth year for beer in a glass.
Mm-hmm. And it's called beer in a glass because it's at the Garfield Park Conservatory, and, you know, that has all those windows and glass, just see outside, and all the light comes in for all the plants and everything.
Right on. Yeah, like different climates too, you know, like all these different plants in their natural habitat. It's one of the largest structures like that in the world for all these different, like, this indoor garden, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sad news.
We just heard.
It's going to be beer not under glass.
It's going to be beer near glass.
Near glass. Beer in your glass.
Beer in your glass near. Yeah, it's going to be, they're moving it outside.
Right, so it's going to be all outside. There was a lot of stuff outside last year, but there's a lot of stuff inside. But what, the conservatory is under construction.
Yeah, so a couple years ago, you know, there was a big hailstorm and it damaged a lot of the windows above a couple of the exhibits. Uh-huh. So, and that's what caused some of the party to move out outdoors the last couple of years. So now they're at a point where they finally want to fix repair the glass from the couple of years ago. Okay. And now the entire party is going to be outside.
Man.
Which is I mean, it's still a great venue.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this a little bit earlier. I mean, honestly, like, you know, you're outside completely now.
Right, which would be great for a normal Chicago May.
Yeah.
But we're looking at like 40 degrees and rain.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was at a Cubs game on the rooftop last week and it was 40 degrees and not raining. So,
okay.
I'm a little concerned.
And that wasn't fun.
It was cold, man. It was cold. So, I mean, I guess it is what it is ultimately, mm-hmm. right? But this came out yesterday or maybe 2 days ago.
Right.
So it would have been cool, you know, just from a, you know, just from a dude who likes beer standpoint, like, hey, you know, the party's going to be here, but oh, it's going to be in the back. Cause everyone knows this event, like, you know, to be, you know, the venue does all the heavy lifting cause it's such an amazing space.
Yeah.
And people were expecting that. So if you guys knew you were going to be constructing it, I mean, you could still, people would still come. But it's okay to say that. You know, say that like 48 hours before the party. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that part kind of sucks, but.
Yeah. So I'll be interested to see how many people end up going if they like see a decrease now or people show up, find out it's outside, and then it's raining and then they just leave. And it's kind of a bummer because it's pretty far away for most people.
Yeah, it's the only time that, you know, on the festival circuit or really any time of the year, it's the only time we really go to the west side for a big fest.
Right.
You know, so yeah, we're west of downtown. We're maybe like 3-4 miles west of downtown.
Yeah.
We're west. Like we're not near west. We're full blown west at this party.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, I think the party's still going to rock. Well, I mean, it's got the draft list is killer.
Sure.
You know, so the draft list is going to carry the event.
Yeah, every brewery basically is there.
Yeah, basically every brewery in Illinois is going to be there. And then some friends from the region will be there as well. Yeah.
So we'll see. Hopefully still make it over there and check it out. So I do like the conservatory, though, so I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I've got an umbrella somewhere.
Okay.
I'm going to find that. I got my...
Put your poncho on.
Get my poncho. Or I might just rock the leather jacket, honestly.
Okay.
Just get the leather, you know. Get the brew bus.
Somebody should make beer ponchos. Like, dude, have some beer logos on them.
You're going to clean up at this thing if that happens.
I should have planned.
Brad's always got the ideas, man. We got to execute, man, next time. So that's Beer in the Glass, opening ceremony, Garfield Conservatory, Thursday the 15th.
Nice.
Yeah. So also Thursday is a Half Acre and Maine Beer Company beer dinner at Hopleaf.
Okay.
So
Maine Beer Company recently came to the market.
Yeah, they've been here for a few months, maybe 2-3 months. They're on the East Coast, and they're partnering with Half Acre for this event. We're looking at a 5-course dinner with 7 beers.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a closing beer and a reception beer, and then there's a beer freeze course. And Hopleaf's, they're pulling out a lot of stops, man. I'm looking at this menu, and there's like quail, bison, whitefish, like all these exotic meats. You know, it's Hopleaf.
Yeah, they do it right.
They do it the right way, you know. So this is going to cost you $100 American.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. So 5-course meal, 7 beers.
Yeah, 5-course meal, 7 beers. So I mean, it's for those guys that, hey, you know, you come in and you want to order off the menu. If you're that guy that comes to a spot and wants to order off the menu, or you want the Pappy Van Winkle off the top shelf, right? This event's for you.
That's for you. Okay.
This is definitely not your average dinner right here. Yeah, that should be good. Yeah, I think that'll be a good event.
Nice. I like the main beers. They're pretty good. The Mo and
Lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mean Old Tom.
So that's Thursday as well, right?
Yeah, that's Thursday at 7:30.
So then Friday, what's on the calendar?
All right, so Friday we got an event at it's called There's More Than Corn in Indiana. Okay. So this is an event out at Maple Tree Inn. So Maple Tree Inn is a Creole restaurant that's got 26 beers on tap, and it's down on Old Western Avenue. So it's near Blue Island, just south of the city, like 127th and Western.
Okay.
Around that area. Yeah.
Is that near the fish place?
Fish place. Calumet fish place.
Fishery too, or no?
A little further south than that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's south that way. Okay. Yeah, it's a little further south. Maybe 5 miles south of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is there's more than corn in Indiana. 3 Floyds, 18th Street, and Upland.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's going to feature a beer takeover from those three guys. So that's 5 p.m. Friday.
Those Indiana guys creeping in on Chicago Craft Beer Week here.
Yeah, they're making it happen. We all know Floyd's. Upland just got to the market. They do a lot of nice sour beers.
Yeah, they do.
And then 18th Street's getting it done. They were Indiana's best new brewery, Raid Beer. RaidBeer.com cool. Named them Indiana's best new brewery.
Very nice.
So, yeah, deal with the devil. 18th Street's got a collaboration they did with Against the Grain that's going to be there too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so that's Friday. I think that's all I got for Friday.
Okay. And then, so Saturday, there's a lot of stuff going on. One thing that I know I'll be at is Beerfly Alley Fight at Haymarket. This kicks off at 12 o'clock and goes till 5. Whew, this is a crazy event. It has, I don't know, like 20 different brewers team up with someone to make food.
Right.
And then they get paired with the artist.
Right. So they're teams, and each team's got one element, right?
Like, right.
Each team's got a brewer, an artist, and a food person, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then every, like, 15, 30 minutes, the artist gets in the ring, because it's a fight. It's a ring fight. Gets in the ring to perform their art. Sometimes it's a song, sometimes they have a video, sometimes it's jokes.
Yeah.
And it's usually about that beer that they were paired with. And then at the end of the day, you vote on your favorite beer, food, performance, and then your overall favorite for the day.
Yeah. That is one of the best events, I think, every year, right? Because it's just so much fun. Well, if you haven't been to Haymarket, the Drinking and Writing Theater is in the back.
Yeah.
So in the Drinking and Writing Theater is their second bar, and it's home to a real theater company. You know, there's graduates from the Neo-Futurist. They run a theater company there, and they host this event. Mm-hmm. And then there's a lot of crowd participation because you have to vote. And then there's all these elements of all this beer, all this food, and then all this live entertainment.
Yeah.
And it's like on a Saturday afternoon. It's right downtown.
It's 5 hours. It's like it's so long. Last year, the West Loop Fest was on the same day as Beerfly Alley Fight. Mm. Maeve and I left Beerfly Alley Fight, went to the West Loop Fest, came back. Beerfly Alley Fight was still going on.
It's a fun event. That's a long ass event, man.
It is.
Yeah.
And you can try all the beers from the brewers. They're usually non-professional brewers, so a lot of home brewers. Yeah, and usually the food is pretty small. They're usually bites.
Yeah.
And so that's nice.
Yeah, that's a good time. Yeah, so that's Haymarket, and it's probably going to be around noon or so.
Yeah, it starts at noon and goes to 5.
Right on. So that's Saturday the 17th. So Saturday, a little bit later in the day, there's an event at Lincoln Station. It's the Great Lakes Beguile Style Tap Takeover. Now, this is a tap takeover where two breweries are bringing 4 beers, and the styles are going against each other. So okay. Beer 1 is a Great Lakes IPA versus a Beguile IPA.
All right. Yeah. I feel like our buddies over at Beer Download should be involved in this, right?
Yeah, because that's totally their thing every week, head-to-head. They do it every week, man. Yeah, so this is that seems interesting. Not too many events are just this brewery versus this brewery, style for style, you right. know? So that ought to be good. There's also a pool challenge you can get into where you can challenge the brewers to a game of pool. And then Great Lakes is bringing 4 beers, and so is Beguile, and they're bringing the same style beers. 4 okay. different styles each brewery's bringing.
Then does the audience vote on them?
I hope so.
Okay.
I hope so. I didn't see that, but...
Or is it whichever one gets drunk more?
Yeah, right? Whoever orders the most.
Yeah.
I think they should vote.
Okay.
But it's not my event. But if it were, they would be voting.
Voting, okay.
Yeah.
And then over at Emporium, also starting at noon, but this one goes all the way to Sunday.
All damn day.
It goes until Emporium closes. It's the Pipeworks versus Emporium tap takeover. I think it's just 25 Pipeworks beers on tap at Emporium.
That's impressive. Pipeworks, man, you know, Pipeworks is probably, 2 years old?
Yeah.
And I remember their
two or three.
Yeah, 2 or 3 years old. And then their first year... I remember, well, all their beers come in bombers, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember their first year, they made 39 different beers.
Right.
So they're one of these crews that, like, you know, if you don't go, well, now it's probably different, but in the beginning, if you didn't get a Pipeworks beer from the store like the week it came out,
it was gone.
It was gone forever. You didn't get it. You know? So it's cool. They're one of those crews where they can pull off a proper takeover where, look, we got 25 beers. We're taking over every tap there is.
Right.
That's going to be cool.
That'd be nuts. So I think it's a good chance if you haven't got to try some of these Pipeworks beers, you know, like Unicorn versus Ninjas, like their big one, and they have different variants of that. So definitely check that out. Doors open at 12, and you could stop in there just for some pinball late at night and still probably find a lot of their stuff on.
Yeah, that's true. And I know they got a coffee beer they made with Dark Matter that's going to be on there, and there's going to be four musical acts there on the new stage.
Oh,
in the
nice. Room too. Yeah, I think that one just came out. It's like the something. It's with their Devil Lettuce coffee from Dark Matter. So I forget what they named it, but yeah, the label looks awesome.
The Devil Lettuce. That's funny. So that's Saturday. Saturday's a big day.
You got another one?
I got one more. Woo! One more for Saturday. All right, it's the Green Lady. She's doing an event with Five Rabbit. It's called Hoppin' in the Hood.
Okay.
There you go. It's Hoppin' in the Hood.
That's it?
No. Okay. It's at 8 p.m. at the Green Lady. So Five Rabbit's bringing, they're bringing four beers. It caught my attention because they're debuting the Mango Paletas, which is their summer beer series.
Ooh, nice.
I'm excited about that. Gringolandia has a new entry called Magnifico Wheat. I'm wondering what that's about. The Yodo Con Leche, which is the beer they made with the Gaslight coffee roasters.
Yeah. I almost picked up a bottle this weekend of that.
I'm curious. All these beers I'm curious about. And then there's a cask of beer called Mexican Coffee Cake.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that whole list just kind of, you know, yeah. Started wagging my tail a little bit. I'm like, well, what's going on here? You know,
you're gonna be hopping over there, huh?
That's a Green Lady, 8 o'clock. Yeah, Saturday, nice. Big Saturday this weekend.
Yeah, and then Sunday. Well, also Saturday and Sunday is the Lagunitas Circus, right?
Yeah,
but I think it's sold out on Saturday.
Yeah, right. Sold out on Saturday. There's still tickets for Sunday. It's from noon to five both days, mm-hmm. And it's gonna be food trucks. Burlesque show all day, and then they're inviting a bunch of local brewers out to pour as well.
Okay.
So, like, Metropolitan's going to be there, so is Lake Effect, and so is Illuminated Brew Works, which I don't think I've had their stuff.
No, I haven't. Man, how do all these brewers keep up with this week? They got to be, like, at two events every day.
It's just crazy, man. Yeah, so that's Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then Sunday, this might be the greatest Sunday of all time. The Sunday's jam-packed, man. I think it starts with Goose Island Dodgeball Tournament.
Right. So this is at their new barrel warehouse, and it's the Sunday Fun Day, they're calling it. And I think you had to get tickets before, but now it's open.
Yeah, it's like a free event, and, you know, you get in, you party. And I think depending on what you order to drink, that's probably what your price is going to be, you know. Drink as you go is actually what I meant to just say right there.
Drink as you go?
Drink as you go. Pay as you go.
Pay as you
go. Pay as you go.
I'm paying by drinking this, so.
Yeah. So it's a dodgeball tournament.
Right. So it's different breweries playing dodgeball. So you can play dodgeball.
Right.
Probably for legal reasons.
Right. You can cheer on your favorite brewery. Mm-hmm. And I remember, the original Goose Island Barrel Warehouse, at one point before they filled it with barrels, they had one of the events was the
mini golf.
Yeah, that mini golf tournament, which
was
great.
That was fun.
I think that was probably the best event of that craft beer week. Right. Well, that and the party Half Acre threw on the beach. The sands.
I didn't go. Is there a Half Acre party this year?
No, I think the guys, they said the rumor is, here we are with these rumors.
Okay.
The rumor is that a lot of the guys are going to be out of town for CBW. So
it's a horrible time to go out.
Yeah, so they're not doing, this would be anniversary number 6 for them. Okay. They're not doing it.
Wow.
Yeah, but they throw some classic parties for CBW.
It's too cold for a beach party.
Too, yeah, so. That too. They're like, dude, it's too cold, man. We're going home.
Okay, all right.
But yeah. So this is their second brew house. I mean, not their second brew house. Their second barrel warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's open right now because they haven't filled it yet, and they're going to do a dodgeball tournament, which is going to be cool. Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at 2 o'clock on Sunday. So.
It's gonna be fun.
They go. They go pretty deep into the vault at these things. Last year it was a block party.
Yeah.
It was outside. And, they drank everybody dry quick. Yeah, people were going nuts. They actually had to have extra security come in when Bourbon County Rare got tapped. Nuts. Like, you know, so, like, there's, like, these barricades and a couple of lines with barricades.
Uh-huh.
And when Bourbon County got tapped, they had to call security and, like, bring over, like, four more barricades.
Wow.
It was a frenzy, to say the least. Yeah, so they got one of the deepest vaults in town.
For sure.
Yeah, there's going to be some fun stuff opening that day.
Nice.
So that's Sunday. Also Sunday, that's Sunday afternoon, Sunday night, there's an event called Brutality.
Okay.
So Chicago Beer Geeks and Solidarity are doing an event at Reggie's Rock Bar in the South Loop.
Awesome.
So it's a two-session event. From 4 to 7 is the Beer Geek session, and then 8 o'clock session is when you can go to the Solidarity Hardcore session, and the Coffins are playing. The Coffins are a Japanese metal band.
That's kind of scary. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right? So it's not a traditional two-session festival where, you know, the first session leaves and then they go home. After session one, you can go upstairs, and Mambecue is going to be grilling. And then they're going to be pouring some beers as well.
So you get like a 2-for-1.
It's like a 2-for-1. Like the party after the show is the after party.
Oh, and then the after after.
after the party is... No, okay. So it's a big fest, about 25 beers. I'll just run down a few of them that seem really cool. The Stray Jacket, Barrel Aged Barley Wine from Rev. Uh-huh. That's going to be there. Chocolate Oak Aged Yeti. Permanent Funeral from Revolution. I'm sorry, Permanent Funeral from Three Floyds. And Pipeworks is bringing their barrel-aged version of the Date Sugar Yeast Magic, which is, I think, it's a collab they did with Cletus.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be fun. That's Brutality, 4 o'clock. Reggie's Rock Bar, South Loop. Yeah. Woo!
A lot of stuff.
Man.
Well, did you have something else on Sunday?
No, I think that's all I got on Sunday.
All right, so we'll close it out here with two more things for a Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Monday is this Creative Minds on Tap.
Yeah.
At Jerry's Sandwiches in Wicker Park.
Yeah. So that's going to be like a roundtable discussion where there's going to be Tony McGee from Lagunitas, Randy Mosier from Five Rabbit. Randy's got a lot of things going on, but, you know, Five Rabbit's one of them.
Yeah.
Michael Kaiser is Good Beer Hunting. We know Michael. And Phineas Jones, who does all the killer artwork for Half Acre.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. So this is like a in-depth look at the roles of branding, design, and marketing within craft beer.
Yeah. So... you get a lot of guys who are heavily involved in beer as a profession, and then they're just going to talk about their creative side and what motivates them, and you know what their techniques are. And this sounds really cool. I'm actually trying to hit this up.
Yeah, so it's not even a paid event or anything. I think you just go and just order food and beer, and kind of they have that stage and like their back room, and then just listen to what they have to say.
So. Yeah. Yeah, they got a nice stage there. They do hip hop karaoke there on Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
You got to go there sometime, man, and sing. You know, maybe sing a little Jay Z, Big Pimpin'.
I do Crisscross Jump. That's my hip hop karaoke song.
Love it.
And then Tuesday, May 20th, is the Hopcast Live with Penrose and Perennial at Hopleaf.
Doing it live.
Yeah, so it'll be Ken and I asking questions or moderating questions from the audience and from Twitter for Penrose and Perennial.
Right on. So, Penrose is crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then Perennial is, they're from St. Louis, but they have ties in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're making a lot of good stuff too.
Yeah. So it's $25 for a ticket and you get 4 8-ounce pours of Penrose and Perennial beers and alongside with like cheese and charcuterie from Hopleaf.
Right on. Now, there's a nice space upstairs at Hopleaf.
Yeah, I think that's where it's going to be.
Right on.
And so tickets are pretty limited. I think it's like 30 people or something like that. So
nice and intimate.
Yeah. And then Ken and I will be recording it as well. So hopefully we'll have that up shortly after that.
Very cool.
Whew. All right. Well, we're already, what, at like 40 minutes here?
Jesus Christ.
So there's so many more events to go to. Definitely go to shybeerweek.com. To find out any other ones you want to go to. You can make a profile. So definitely set all that up. But yeah, Nick, if people want to get a hold of you during the week and while they're out, how do they get in touch?
Right on. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
Nice. And then I'm on Twitter at BRad. And you can follow Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. And then we got a website, chicagobeerpass.com, where we post all the episodes there. There's links to iTunes to leave us a review. So definitely do that. We love seeing those reviews and love seeing subscribers grow. So this is great.
True.
And then we have a Facebook page. It's / Chicago Beer Pass, I think, right?
True.
We're usually posting photos of things we go to, other events we come across. You know, we're just letting everyone know what's happening in Chicago and what you're missing out on.
True.
And so that'll do it, and hopefully we'll survive Chicago Craft Beer Week, and we'll be back next week with another episode.
Right on. Happy Chicago Craft Beer Week to you all. Cheers.